Yeah, no kidding. We go to the phones and visit with our second guest. He is the Senior Associate Athletic Director at the University of Wyoming, Mr. Kevin McKinney, joining us here on the program. All right, we're going to get to basketball media day today and the football game and the, how about the Cowgirl volleyball team beating CSU last night. But we've got more important things to fry, Kevin. How was Ozzie Osbourne last night?
You know, he was really good. I was kind of leery about it because Sean and I had seen him probably 3 or 4 years ago, and he was nearly comatose, I would say. But he was just terrific last night, and I find out why. He's now a vegan.
Oh, really?
So he's after 60-some years, he's now taking care of his body, and he was very, very good. I mean, remarkably good for his age.
So he's eating the marijuana now instead of smoking it?
I can either confirm or deny that.
Stone Sour, I like them. How were they?
Yeah, they were great. You know, yeah. Corey Taylor is awesome. I'm not a huge Slipknot fan, but I really like Stone Sour. So he was great. It was just a great night.
Good.
That's like that sort of thing.
I'm a little jealous. I'm jealous.
Yeah, now Dave doesn't, but
no.
Yeah, I don't think Lawrence Welk travels anymore.
No. All right.
Lawrence Welk is dead.
Well, so he doesn't. Well, he travels faster than...
So I was right.
Yeah, very good.
If you believe in the afterlife, maybe he travels faster than any of us.
Yeah. That's for another show.
Coast to coast?
Yeah.
With, what is it, Dave Norrie or whatever his name is?
Yeah, we can talk about that another time.
All right, the Paniolo Trophy has been lost. The original has been lost. The new one is out, which is in the possession of the University of Wyoming after beating Hawaii last year. Who is in charge of bringing the Paniolo Trophy over to the islands this week?
Well, the athletic department is, the equipment room is in particular, JD's.
Okay.
I talked to him yesterday about it. He says it's packed away and it's heading over.
Let's make sure when he packs it away, he doesn't forget where he packed it.
Yeah. Well, you know, that this is by far a better trophy, too, by the way.
Right.
It's beautiful. So we're not gonna misplace this one. We're laying it on Hawaii, though, and I suppose they're laying it on us on the other one. But I know this. The last we saw the other one, they had it.
Nick Rolovich, by the way, who we had on just before you, had a lot of high praise for Wyoming. He didn't want any of the anything to get out, but you know, he was very complimentary.
No bulletin board stuff.
No.
Yeah. Well, and Craig Bull is of him too. You know, he says he's just a really innovative offensive mind, and he says they really run that run and shoot exceptionally well. That young quarterback is playing well. They're just, well, so far, unbelievably prolific.
All right. Today was basketball media day for you guys over there. Do you feel comfortable knowing the newcomers for Wyoming basketball yet?
I'm getting more comfortable, yes. I had my roster, and so got to talk to a few of them. So I'm getting there, and it doesn't take long.
Okay.
Are your roster? You have your pictures next to their names, so you can identify them.
That's how you start out. I mean, it used to, you know, we don't usually have 8 new guys. It's a couple that you have to learn. But this is a bigger crop of newcomers.
What is the team? I mean, you know, you've probably seen them practice a couple times, Kevin. What are they looking like early on? I mean, this seems to be the type of team Alan Edwards has wanted in Laramie now in his third year. With the guys he's got. This is Alan Edwards' team now, correct?
Yeah, totally right. And even Alan said that when we were interviewing him. These are all his guys. And I think that what I've seen so far, it's more athletic team, for sure, to start with. But they don't quite understand the concept of defense yet. And so... Alan's working on that. He is a defensive guy by trade, and he wanted guys who will play defense, who are athletic enough to play defense, and I think that's what he's got. They are still trying to understand how hard you have to play at this level, and what it takes to play defense. They all, I'm sure, came in wanting Coach Edwards to see how they score, but he's more interested in how they defend.
Now, would this be his defense or just defense in general?
Well, I think it's just defense in general. You know, I mean, he. I wish they would play like he played. That would
right.
be that would be cool. But obviously, the Cowboys had to be much better, much improved on defense. So that's certainly one of the goals this preseason.
I laughed out loud. Dave and I both laughed out loud. Whatever you said, they're still trying to learn the concepts of how to play defense at this level.
Yeah.
That's concerning because you got a month left.
They probably all got good careers ahead of them in the NBA then.
Yeah, well, you know, they just most kids that come in mm-hmm. have not played any defense, and that's what you got. And you have to do that in the NBA too, by the way. But you got to play it at this level, and these kids are going to have to learn that.
How about the women's basketball team? They had media day today, too. What were your impressions of them?
I really enjoyed talking to them. You know, they've got some really good senior leadership. But they have six freshmen coming in, too. So they've got kind of a turnover time. You know, it's not going to be Liv Roberts' team anymore. Marta and a couple of those others, they are ready to assume the leadership role and get this Cowgirl team a little further along than they did a year ago. They were just a little short last year.
Just be glad you don't have to pronounce the names of most of them.
Well, it's just great talking to them, you know.
Right.
They're just like Clara. I love to hear her accent and talk to her. And she's a young gal that she understands that she's got to be a leader from that point guard position. And she has to improve her game. They understand what they have to do, and I think that that's going to be a real positive season for them. I believe.
Huge win for the volleyball team last night.
Man,
wasn't that something?
They dominate them.
Yeah,
Kevin.
I mean, it was just it's so odd after losing at San Diego State like they did. I mean, the Aztecs won one match the whole year, and then to come out and play like that. It just demonstrates how capable they are and how talented they are, because we know how good CSU always is. But that was a heck of a win, and they're very, very excited about it, and now they just need to carry it forward.
Well, in Air Force, I'm doing that game tomorrow, by the way. Air Force is pretty good this year, too.
Yeah, they are.
They're really
much
good.
Improved.
Yeah,
much improved.
Yeah, so. They're like 12-5.
Yeah.
All right, Kevin, Cowboy football, you guys are leaving tomorrow for the islands, getting out there a day later.
This Hawaii football team may be the surprise right now in the Mountain West. I mean, the prolific offense, one of the top offenses, especially passing in the country. And, I mean, they're just good. I know they went five overtimes with San Jose, but they're just finding ways to win games right now.
Yeah, they are. And they just have so many weapons and so many ways to attack you offensively that they're very extremely dangerous, obviously. I think that McDonald's, I think, thrown 24 touchdowns.
24 and two, yeah, two interceptions.
And that's remarkable and six games, obviously. So they really are, as you say, a prolific offense, and probably even a little more so in Aloha Stadium than they are on the mainland. But they're always tough there, and they're the one team in the league that plays differently home and away more than any other. And so when you go over there, you better strap it in, because it's going to be a battle, and they love to jump on you, and they love to run it up.
Being able to run the football, and listen, I know this is what Wyoming wants to do anyways, but running the football and, you know, getting third down stops as well for the defense, I mean, that's got to be the two biggest keys right now for the Cowboys.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, you've just got to continue to work on that. Those third down conversions have got to improve big time, which I think will help the defense improve. Obviously, they're not on the field as much, but the defense itself, it's got to get off the field after third down, and it hasn't been doing that. People have been converting on third down. That's got to stop. But the Cowboys have got to move the chains, and even if they don't score sometimes, they've got to move those chains and get something sustained down the field so the defense can get a rest.
outstanding as always to talk with you, Kevin. Are you happy the Cubs are no longer in the postseason?
Thrilled. But I know Dave's happy, and he should be. That is one of the classic postseason games, maybe ever.
It was a good one.
Yeah.
You got a name for us this week, Jeremiah?
Brian Lee.
Brian Lee, wow. Brian Lee is the interception leader, record holder, was an academic All-American, and one of the most soft-spoken guys you'd ever want to meet. You'd talk to him, and you'd go, this guy is a safety in football. Doesn't seem possible. But he kind of changed when he got on the field.
Very good. Thank you, Kevin, okay, as guys. Always.
See you next week.
Hey, and have fun on that flight going over, huh?
I can't wait.
Yeah, everybody thinks, oh, boy, going to Hawaii, and then they get on the airplane, and about fifth hour, they're going, oh, my God, is this ever going to end?
It'd be nice if we could stay there a week or two.
Instead of a few hours. Well, you got a couple days.
You guys got the red eye coming back? Is that what Reese told me?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, that's a lot of fun.
Around noon Sunday they get back.
Yep.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to cry big tears for us, though, aren't
No,
they?
No.
I would check that bar in the airport. I think that's where the Panioli Trophy was last time I saw it.
You were in that bar?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I think check the storeroom there. I think they probably left it on the bar, and it's in the storeroom.
I think it's in Dave's garage.
You know, it could be.
I couldn't find it if it was.
Yeah, there's no way to know.
No.
Thank you, Kevin.
See you guys.
See ya.
Bye.